Good morning, class. Today, we will be learning about one of the most wild and unique denizens of hell, the tentacle monster. The first thing to mention is that the tentacle monster is very dangerous. Though it probably won't kill you, if it catches you unprepared, it will rape your body. Settle down, class. Pay attention. The tentacle monster is a seething mass of writhing tentacles around 10 feet tall and just as wide. Somewhere inside itself, it houses its organs and a central brain, but these stay well hidden and protected by its many appendages. Each tentacle is a thick and slimy tendril of muscle and flesh capable of great strength and flexibility, ending in a large penis-like head. The monster as a whole is driven by one simple desire. Lust for women's bodies. When female prey of any species gets near, the monster will rush towards her, and each individual tentacle will attempt to either restrain her or to penetrate her. As you can see from this diagram, each monster has many such tentacles, meaning that in practice, human girls like you would almost certainly be completely restrained by all limbs and deeply penetrated by at least one tentacle in the mouth, vagina, and anus. The tentacles then vigorously copulate with their chosen orifice until pumping wave after wave of thick semen through their hose-like appendage and out of each pulsing mushroom tip buried deep inside the victim. Finally, the monster then retreats to rest, leaving its prey dazed and exhausted in a puddle of the semen oozing from their every hole. Okay, now the textbook explanation is out of the way, I can reveal something very exciting behind this curtain. A live specimen! Looks more menacing in the flesh, huh? You can get a better sense of the tentacles, their size and texture, how they would feel inside you. Don't worry, this specimen is behind a wire fence, it can't attack anyone. Now, I need a volunteer for a demonstration. Actually, this works better if she's not a volunteer. Sorry to those of you with your hands up. How about you there in the corner?
Me?
That's right. Come up here. Don't be scared.
Okay.
Please stand just in front of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, just wait. Did you all see that? The monster sprayed a pheromone gas at our volunteer. Her mind is unaffected. She's still scared, but her body is reacting to the pheromones. Similar to a state of arousal, her face is flushed. Her nipples are getting hard. And see how she's crossing her legs awkwardly? That's because her pussy is getting wet and sensitive. As well as typical symptoms of arousal, the gas is making the muscles in both her throat and ass relax a little. All of this is to allow the monster to penetrate its prey more easily. Are you all right there?
Yes, miss.
Oh, no! I thought that fence would hold. Oh, well, we may as well make the most of this unfortunate incident by observing the monster with its prey. See how immediately tentacles have caught her wrists and ankles and have wrapped around them to restrain her, even as she struggles to get away? And more tentacles sneak their way under her clothes, pulling at them until they tear apart.
No.
There goes her uniform. But of course, the monster will waste no time ripping off her underwear, too. This is interesting. See how the tentacles first play with their prey? In this instance, by encircling her large breasts and squeezing them outwards and then gliding over her nipples to stimulate them. Now other tentacles are sliding around her inner thighs and vulva. This is all an exercise in teasing its prey. This signals its semen glands to begin preparing as well as getting the prey ready for penetration. Oh, now this is something you don't often see. Class, pay attention to the rare mutation on these two new tentacles hovering over her breasts. Instead of the usual penis-like, these tendrils end in a spiky trap, like the mouth of a snake. Sometimes these carry a sensitivity-increasing length. What I think we're about to see is these two tentacles jump forward and bite down on her nipples. Oh, yes, there it is. They clamped on her tightly squeezed breasts and could be ejecting them now. Notice the increase in tentacle activity? This means the monster is ready to begin penetration of its prey.
No.
See how the monster just lifts her clean off the ground, entangles both her thighs, and forces them wide open.
No,
what a great view of the action.
No. No.
And here comes our first lucky tentacle, rubbing its swollen tip between her pussy lips.
No.
Our volunteer is soaking wet now. And the tentacles are also slimy and lubricated, so there won't be any physical resistance. See just how deeply it plunges in. That's an impressive length going inside her pussy. She must be feeling quite full already. What you're seeing is very different from traditional human lovemaking. Already it's picking up speed and power, pistoning her pussy ass, roaming around inside her, twisting and lashing. While we were all distracted, notice another tentacle has looped itself around her neck, like a boa constrictor. This is to ensure the smooth penetration of the mouth by stabilizing the head and allowing squeezing of the neck. She knows what's coming and has her mouth closed. But now, the tentacle will slowly squeeze the neck and choke her until she opens her mouth again, ready for penetration. Notice that just the head has entered her mouth. This is to allow some pre-cum to flow into her, containing a drug that suppresses her gag reflex. It simply wouldn't do to have its prey vomit and die. Now that she's swallowed some of the pre-cum, she's ready for much more of the tentacle inside her throat. Her mouth and pussy are being pounded, but already more tentacles are looking to thrust inside her. It won't be long before one finds her asshole. Ah, there it is. Another tentacle squirming against her ass, dripping with pre-cum. Her muscles should be fairly relaxed, and the tentacle is well lubricated, so despite her protest, she's about to take it deep in the ass. And now all her holes are filled, and the tentacles are hard at work. Another one has found its way into her pussy. Interesting, the vigorous fucking has stretched her out just enough to take another tentacle in her pussy. She must feel amazingly full right now, with four tentacles thrusting and sneaking, pushing and probing all her insides. Attention, class, this is the best bit. The orgasmic contractions of her body are the signal to the tentacles to start pumping out their own cum. Watch the tentacles bulge as waves of semen pump through their way. Yes, they reach the heads, and there it is. Huge quantities of cum squirting deep into her body. Her mouth, pussy, and ass are overflowing with semen. Incredible. Now the monster is sated and will withdraw all of its tentacles and dump her body on the floor. Its prey is left naked and stunned, leaking cum from everywhere. her womb stretch and colon pumped full of semen. This is a good opportunity to barricade the fence while the monster sleeps. Somebody help our volunteer get cleaned up. Okay, class. I hope you found this lesson informative. I want a report from each of you on what you saw by next week. Class dismissed!